Jim, I'm curious that you and John seem to have a different take on Paris. I mean, you say very plainly it's not enough. John, you know, says, well, it's the best we've ever done, and it's our best hope.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think we do need to discuss that. I'm not saying that Paris, that getting governments to say climate is a problem is not an accomplishment, but it's not going to really lead to solving the problem by itself if we don't recognize that as long as we let fossil fuels be the cheapest energy, someone's going to keep burning those. So just having a goal to reduce your emissions isn't good enough. We have to understand that we have to make the price of fossil fuels honest. We have to begin to include in their price the cost to society. That's the fundamental thing that's needed.
I mean, you say have to, but obviously we just heard the president there saying no even to the Paris Accord. I mean, you know, nobody has to do anything apparently.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's so important. There's an organization, Citizens Climate Lobby, which understands this and which it's a growing organization now, more than 300 chapters in the United States and more than 50,000 members. And they are very effective in that they're very polite. They visit their congresspeople, their senators and representatives, and they argue that we need to have this rising carbon fee. And they've commissioned economic studies that show if you do this, if you collect a fee from the fossil fuel companies, distribute all of the money to the public, an equal amount to all legal residents, it actually spurs the economy, increases the GNP, and creates millions of jobs. So it's not a costly thing. In fact, it's economically beneficial.